Devin, you know, Tom Coughlin knows how to get under the Shoney knows how to get under the Patriots' skin. What concern do you have about him being part of the Jaguars now?
I think, like anybody, you know, we're playing the AFC Championship game, so I'm sure he's going to give it everything he has. He's obviously a great coach. He's won a lot of games in coaching, and now, you know, in a different role, you know, I'm sure he's out there trying to plan and help those guys out as best as he can. But, you know, at the end of the day, players are always going to be the ones that decide the game. So it's going to come down preparation and who goes out there and plays the best Sunday.
Devin, it seemed against Pittsburgh, two different teams, but they took shots down the field to get big plays. How do you kind of make sure that you guys are able to find the ball? Because it always seems to be hard to do once it's up in the air.
Yeah, I mean, I think not even just that game. When you turn on some different games, I mean, you watch our preseason game. You know, when they go play action, they're trying to get the ball down the field. And it's just going to be key for us to always take that away. You know, you never want to give it up and you know, one play. And that's just our fundamentals, being able to either run with a receiver or if we're in a deep part of the field, tracking the ball, making a play. You know, that's the thing you don't want to do, whether it's a pass interference or you give up, you know, one of those deep catches where, you know, one play they're in the red area or in the goal line, 4-yard line. You know, we got to try to avoid those plays. And just not make it easy for them, you know, to chuck it down there and get a big play and then now not have to drive the field, you know, already in scoring range.
Devin, obviously you've touched on this many times the last few months, but can you just speak to the process, the defense and the improvement it's shown over, since September?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, for us it was no panic. It was all about just progressing and getting better, and I thought guys locked in on that. And I think the key part of our season is not getting away from that. You know, we've continued to have that mentality and mindset week after week, fixing, you know, whatever we didn't do well the game before or games before and trying to get those things better. And then I think, you know, since I've been here, the one thing that's helped us always at the end of the season is the continuous work and fundamentals and doing things that, you know, you might not always like to do, whether that's running the hill or some type of drill that we've been doing since training camp. But this time of the year, those things always factor in and help you.
Devin, on Sunday, the Jaguars, their first drive down the field, they went for it on fourth down. What's been your impression with how aggressive they are?
Yeah, Bill said that in a meeting the other day. They're a team, they're not scared to go for it on fourth down. So the biggest thing is awareness. You know, we got to know, you know, once they get in that, you know, that territory where we kind of call a cultural situation, that, you know, third down is not really third down. You know, we got to be prepared for a play that might gain, you know, a couple yards, but not maybe a first down, but get them close enough to the stick or, you know, whether it's in a goal line situation like last week where, you know, you stop them on third down and you're going crazy, you got to realize, you know, they'll line it up and go for it. So I think it's more awareness, you know, because at the end of the day, we still got to just execute whatever defense we call, but we got to just be aware on how it might change the play calling or what they're trying to do.
Devin, with this being the seventh straight AFC championship for this team and a majority of you guys, how much can the experience factor of playing in a game like this help you guys?
Not really. I mean, it's an opportunity to come out here that I think, you know, you take all 16 teams in the AFC, you all want to be in this game. So it's two teams left. Both sides are giving it everything they have this week to prepare and be ready. You know, how you prepared and how you've played in the previous AFC, those aren't going to help you. You know, it's all about how you prepare and play against the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. So I think guys have to understand that. You know, we can't sit here and say, you know, we'll be okay because we got experience. You know, you've seen guys this playoffs, guys that haven't played in playoffs before, have only played in one or two playoff games, come out and play their best football in the game. And Bill says it all the time. At the end of the day, when we get in the playoffs, we need everybody's best, you know, across the board, whatever role that is, whether it's every play, a couple plays, when you get out there, we need your best.
Devin, you alluded to play action for the Jags. How would you describe the importance of it in their offense, and in particular as it pertains to their tight ends and the fullback who seemed to be instrumental in the game against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, it's key. I mean, you can see whenever you run the ball, you know, obviously they're averaging 140 yards a game rushing. You know, that opens it up. You know, no defense, and, you know, you can't just sit back there and let them run the ball and get 10, 15 yards, and you have to kind of try to be more aggressive, and they use that. You know, they get defense that start biting up. They'll hit the tight ends. Obviously, they have a big target in Mercedes Lewis, and they have a couple different type of tight ends to use, and, you know, I think that opens that up in the middle of the field, and then when they get the opportunity, taking a shot deep down the field. So I think, you know, we're studying a film, we know, you know, but it's always a lot easier to sit here and talk about it and say, you know, we got to stop the run, we got to stop the play action, but they kind of go hand in hand. So it's not an easy thing to do. And I think you saw that Sunday when they got things going and, you know, Fournette running the ball, being able to run, and then Yeldon coming in. And then once the shots opened up, taking the shots down the field, and, you know, you saw that. You know, Cole had a big catch down the field, and I think that shows up time and time when you watch him.
Devin, why do you think Bill Belichick has been able to have the career success he's had, specifically, you know, with the playoffs, most games for a head coach, most wins for a head coach in the playoffs?
Since I've been here, it's just always his consistency. You know, he demands the best out of the team every day. You know, it's not a thing where we come in here in the playoffs start and it's like, okay, guys, now it's serious time, and now it's time to do this. Like, we're doing the same things we've been doing all year, because I think he believes in how you coach the game, you play the game, how you prepare. He believes you do all that stuff one way, and you do it every week, you do it every day. And I think that type of consistency just trickles down throughout the whole team. Obviously, we have guys, you know, like Tom, who's been here for 17, 18 years. You have guys like myself, been here 8. But then, you know, you get the guy that just comes in here, either free agent or rookie, you only see it done one day. From, you know, the oldest player on the team all the way down to yourself, you kind of understand, like, all right, if I want to have some success, this is what I need to do. And, you know, I think that's the key. And I try to tell guys, this time of year is no different. You know, we prepared, we've done everything. Now it's just time to put a little bit more in. There's no tomorrow.
Devin, Jalen Ramsey the other day said, we're going to the Super Bowl and we're going to win it. Just curious how you guys felt about that.
Nobody plays in this game to lose. You know, I understand that. You know, we're out here, we're preparing, we're doing everything that we can to try to win. I'm sure he's doing the same things. You know, everybody's approach is different. And obviously they have a very confident group, I think, across the board, not just defensively. I know a lot of people are writing about how they're confident in defense, but I think across the board, you know, you go out there, you win 2 playoff games on the road, you should be very confident. So we know, you know, they're coming in here, they're going to be physical, they're going to be ready to go and confident. So we got to match that intensity and make some plays of our own.
Devin, I know this is the 7th straight AFC championship for the Patriots, but it's also the 7th straight AFC championship that you've played in. And I know players dream of even playing in one. Do you ever take a step back and just think, wow, this is pretty surreal?
Yeah, I mean, I hate saying this every year, but, you know, my brother on the other side, you know, has been in the league 9 years and never played in a playoff game. So, you know, we're very close. We talk all the time, and, you know, he just wants to play in a playoff game. And I've played in a ton of these AFC championship games, so I never take it for granted. You know, it's a great opportunity. You try to do everything you can, you know, every guy, whether it's your body, whether it's mentally, just being able to try to play your best. And it's, you know, it's not always, to me, it's not just to get to that next game and play, but you're doing it for your teammates, you know, for the great ride we've been on all year, for the ups and downs, the battling through. You know, it's a great opportunity for all of us to be together and play together and try to take advantage of this season, the 2017 season.
Dev, can you describe the unique or different feeling of this game, considering it's the game to get to play for a championship?
Honestly, you don't even think about that. You know, you know, I think Flo says it all the time. Whenever we get in, you know, these big games, you know, whether it's playoffs or a big division game, he always says, you know, one play at a time. He said, we're all, it's human nature that your mind starts to drift and you start thinking this. And he says, you got to just lock in on one play at a time and not let the moment take over, or a moment get too big, or, you know, a bad play happens. You start thinking about this, just move on to the next play, good or bad, and just continue to do that for the whole game. And, you know, I think that's really resonated with me, hearing that and trying to do that, you know, just a simple one play at a time, not get too high or low, and, you know, just see how it turns out.
Is it hard to do?
It's very hard to do. But I think we've seen, because we've been in these games, and when you do that, you see you have the ability to, you know, be playing bad or a bad play happening, but you keep chopping at it, you keep doing it, you know, it turns a little bit, and, you know, I think you got to rely on that mentality. And when you work on it throughout the year, you know, you hope that experience of doing it in games, you know, in 16 games, that it shows up when you play in these playoff games.
Dev.
Final question for Dev.
Blake Bortles, Jarrell Casey called him a choker. Earl Thomas called him subpar. Jadeveon Clowney said he's trash. What do you see when you watch Blake Bortles?
It's kind of crazy. You know, the guy's still playing football, you know, and all those guys that said that, you know, I'm sure they would want to be in his spot right now playing in a championship game. So, but I've seen some of his interviews. He seems like he has a great attitude, you know, laughing about it, cracking jokes. And I think you kind of see that out on the field. The guy's a winner, you know, whether it's dropping back and throwing a deep ball on a drive where, you know, Pittsburgh cuts it to seven and you got to make a big play and he stays in the pocket and he finds Yeldon after, you know, surveying the field, or, you know, in other games against Buffalo, he drops back. They drop into, you know, coverage. Everybody has their back to him, scrambles for 15 yards, big first down to keep the drive going. So, to me, you see a winner, a quarterback that's smart, that makes all the right plays. When he's out there, he's trying to put the team in the best situation, and it shows up. So, you know, I think you can throw out stats and you could do all that stuff, but at the end of the day, only thing anybody cares about is winning. And obviously, his team's winning the AFC Championship. They've won a lot of games this year.
Devin, real quick, just one more. Gronk has been able to do whatever he wants to do against safeties and corners. What is it like guarding him in practice? I know in practice you guys can kind of hold him and do whatever.
He doesn't do that against us.
How tough of a matchup is he? How tough of a matchup is he?
It's always tough, you know. And for us, I think it's pretty good because we have a lot of times either two or three safeties that's been playing for a while. So, like, we don't game plan our offense. But when we're out there, I mean, we'll mix in some different things that we know we can do to try to slow him down. But when you're in one-on-one situations, you know, there's no better tight end in the NFL. And I think everybody on the field knows that. And a lot of times in one-on-one, the ball's coming to him. So, but you get some good work when you see a guy every day. You can start working on knowing what he does and all of those things. So, like I always say, we shut him down every day in practice. Thank you.